Good morning. Thanks for joining us on Talk of the Town. Sean Jones here, sitting here this morning with Allie Ratledge. And Allie is a local vocal teacher. She's a musician, a vocalist. She's released a couple of singles. They're both doing great things, a good cause behind both of them. Allie, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Hope you're doing well also. Now, Allie, you've released two singles, Love is an Army and Angel. And both of these are going for a great cause. I'll let you explain that a little bit more.
Sure. I'm actually from Tennessee. I moved to Marietta about 2 years ago, and I've always been a musician. And just this past summer, a dear friend of mine, her husband is he's got epilepsy. He has juvenile diabetes, and he learned of an organization in Tennessee where we're all from, called Retrieving Independence, and they train service dogs to help gain independence back for people who have epilepsy and juvenile diabetes, basically people that have afflictions that keep them from being able to be alone, because at any time they might have a seizure, you know, hit their head when they fall, something might happen where they need help. And so these dogs will help help them retrieve their independence, as you know, hence the name. Mm-hmm. All the proceeds for these downloads are going towards their cause. However, they've already met their mark, so now they're going to go straight to Retrieving Independence to help others.
Well, that is absolutely fantastic. How long did it take for the goal to be met?
It actually took about 3 months. They started in May, and last Wednesday is when they actually hit their mark. A final push was made on Facebook. They did it through IndieGoGoFundraiser.com, I think. Mm-hmm. We did an event on Facebook, and we let everybody on everybody's friends list know. And somehow there were several anonymous donors that donated a huge chunk of change. And it was just amazing how people came together to give money to help him get this dog, and it's just amazing.
That is absolutely fantastic. And now, your friend, is he local?
He is in Nashville, Tennessee. Okay. He and his wife. His wife is a fantastic, a hugely talented photographer. Her name is Alicia Booker, and she's just amazingly talented. And he is too, actually. He actually works with her in some capacity, but they're located in Nashville, Tennessee.
Excellent, excellent. And now let's talk a little bit about your music career. You've been around for quite some time. You toured with Bluestone, your band, and some nationally known musicians in that. What was your experience like with Bluestone? How long were you around? Some albums were released, I assume.
Yes. I joined Bluestone in 2010. I actually had a very short run with them because I had to move. My husband got a new job, and, you know, life called, and I also got pregnant with my wonderful daughter, Maddie, and I had to move. I was blessed to come here. But Bluestone was made up of me, John Foray, and Joe Foray, his son. And he played Joe Foray played saxophone. The father, John Foray, was a keyboardist and did vocals as well, and also the band leader. And he actually toured back in the day with a lot of big-time people, Sly and the Family Stone, Van Morrison, Zero, John Cipollina. I mean, he's played with a lot of Lydia Pence and Cold Blood, you know, just huge names. And he's amazingly talented, and I learned so much from him. And we did put out an album in 2011 that I'm very proud of. So we had a lot of fun.
And before that, had you done anything, I guess, on that scale with someone with, that's been nationally known, who's really been out there, who's really been in, some very big groups, worked with, Sly and the Family Stone, Van Morrison, just to name a couple. Have you got a chance to work before that with anyone?
Actually, that was my first taste of actually the real big time, really trying to make it in the music business, and it's a tough business, very
tough business.
It
certainly is. Very tough business.
I lived in Austin, Texas for I worked with a band called the Pacers, and we were a party band and stuff, and I did my own thing. I recorded music and whatnot, but never on the scale that I did when I jumped into Bluestone. John Foray actually just wrote his account of how I met him and how how I joined the group, and I literally jumped in with him one night, and he was like, "You're in the band," and so it was a lot of fun. We had a good run. We toured all over the Pacific Northwest, Idaho, Oregon. It was amazing. It was really hectic, but it was really amazing.
You mentioned Austin, Texas. I've always heard that's a place as a musician you need to go. You need to play there if you can. Well, what's your what's your opinion on Austin?
Oh, man, I would move back to Austin in a heartbeat. I secretly wish that my husband would get a job, would get transferred back down there, because I worked at the University of Texas while I was trying to get my career going, and so many talented musicians, so much music. They close down 6th Street every night and have the windows open and live music and on every corner. I mean, it's just amazing. If you're a musician or artist or just a wacky person in general, you need to go to Austin. It's amazing.
At some
good
point.
Food, too.
Yeah, ooh, hey, that's always a nice bonus. But, yeah, the music, I definitely have to check that out at some point
for sure.
In my life. It's got to happen. It will.
Mm-hmm.
We need to take a quick break, pay some bills. We'll be right back. More with Allie Ratledge here on Talk of the Town. And we're back on Talk of the Town. Allie Ratledge, our guest. Now, Allie, let's talk about the songs that you've released, the two singles that are still being sold, correct? Not just to benefit your friend. That goal has already been met. The service dog has been obtained. The funds have at least been met, the total that you needed. Now, but these two singles, the proceeds are still benefiting other people who are in similar situations, correct?
Correct. I've vowed to donate my proceeds for the rest of the year, because originally we didn't know how long it was going to take for my friends to obtain their goal, because you just never know. They had to raise $20,000, and that's a hard goal to be met. You know, because you don't know if you're going to be able to get people to donate and whatnot. Because I mean, it's a hard time right now. The economy's not that great, and so I just vowed to my friends. I said, look, I'm with you. Through the end of the year, I'll just decide to, you know, throw all my proceeds, my CD sales and my download sales to you guys. And once that got met, I decided that I would just go ahead and donate to Retrieving Independence through the rest of the year, since they've already been met. And they've vowed to do the same thing if they continue to get donations. We're kind of partnering up on that. Retrieving Independence, you know, I was touched by a story that Andrew, the gentleman who got the service dog, my friend, he told me of a story of, you know, there's people out there that don't know how to fundraise, or, you know, they just don't have it in them to ask people, you know, strangers for money, you know, mm-hmm. or, you know, just try to raise the funds themselves and stuff. And this is just a good way to kind of help those people who may not be as savvy on electronics, or, you know, this day and age with technology, or, you know, or just even just really know how to raise the funds themselves. So I'm happy to give back to them.
Yeah, it's certainly gotten easier over time, and with technology, you know, we have Kickstarter out there. Indiegogo is another popular, and I know there's more. I feel like there's one more, a big one that I am missing, but, you know, Kickstarter, Indiegogo, mm-hmm. too, that are probably the two leading crowdfunding sources. Now let's talk a little bit stylistically about the two songs, the two singles, Love is an Army and Angel. Mm-hmm. Musically, stylistically, what can someone expect when they go online and check these out?
Well, these two songs are, it was kind of a selfish and self-indulgent thing for myself. I really love these two songs. Angel is, of course, by Sarah McLachlan. These are both arrangements that I did of these two songs. I didn't write these two songs. I obtained the rights to be able to arrange them and record them. I loved Angel from the beginning of time, since she wrote it in 1997 off of her album Surfacing, and I wanted to do something. And I heard harmonies in the back, and so I added harmonies at the end, and that one is just one of my favorites of all time anyway. And Love is an Army is actually, it's a I've played it out many, many times, Angel and Love is an Army with Bluestone, and I've played it in recent days too, and it's gotten good reviews. And it's just a really well written song. It's written by an Australian lady, and she's just a real whimsical, very thought-provoking singer, and I just singer-songwriter, and I really enjoy her work. So recording these two songs for this benefit was really self-indulgent for me, because I wanted to record them. So I love them both. They're both wonderful ballads, I'm excited to have recorded them.
And you can check these out online. And once again, 100% of the proceeds going to just a great cause. You can find the singles on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, other digital outlets. And also you can find links to those stores and learn a little bit more about Allie, AllieRatledge.com. And that A-L-L-Y-E, Ratledge, R-A-T-L-E-D-G-E. AllieRatledge.com. All one word there, of course. AllieRatledge.com. Do check it out. You can go on there. You can find links to the music. And you know, it's great stuff. And now, when you went through the process of getting the rights to the covers, mm-hmm. how hard is that process as far as are they very particular about who they let use these and for what reasons?
Oh, you know, I thought it was going to be really difficult, but it was a real learning experience when I was in Bluestone, because we did a bunch of jazz standards and funk and R&B standards and stuff, and I actually did the homework on this and actually was the one that attained the rights to these songs for Bluestone. And then when I went to do my own stuff, I went to Limelight. It's a company that handles all the it's called songclearance.com, and you go on there and you just tell them how much, and it's a great service. It is so much easier than you would even believe. It's so much easier than contacting the actual producers and, you know, production companies and whatnot. So it was actually quite easy. It wasn't hard at all.
Wow. How about that? Technology helping out in many different ways.
And oh, yeah.
That's incredible. I've always kind of been under the impression, even though I've been in a band, I've never taken that route as far as, you know, putting a cover on an album. That's where you really run into the rights and everything. Wow. I am very surprised that it's not a harder process. I might need to get that site off of you again, you know, just for future references. But for now, we do have to take a break. We'll be right back to wrap things up. One final segment with Allie Ratledge. That's next. You're on Talk of the Town. And we're back on Talk of the Town. Allie Ratledge, our guest. We've talked about the two singles, Love is an Army and Angel, both great covers that she has arranged. And then, of course, these are going to great causes. 100% of the proceeds from the singles benefit Partner for Life. And that is just a great cause. Of course, we've talked about Andrew, and he's already the goal has been met for the service dog. Now, Allie, let's talk a bit about just your music career and what you're doing locally here, because you are now located in the Mid-Ohio Valley.
Yeah, I'm putting out an album. I'm hoping to drop it next spring. That's my goal, at least. I hope I can do it. But I'm putting together a combo to kind of facilitate my album. And once again, being self-indulgent, songs that speak to me, you know, it's very important as a musician, not to get all deep on in the morning or anything, but, you know, it's really important for me to continue to create and express myself and be a musician, and because you are a musician for life, no doubt about it. If it's in you, that's what you do. And I'm excited to start I'm starting a combo with some friends of mine to work on possible tunes for my album. I'm going to be writing a little bit, and we're going to hopefully be performing out in the next month or so.
Excellent. Well, we'll look forward to that. What should we look for? Will it be just your name fronting the band, Allie Ratledge?
Well, it's going to be Allie Ratledge. I'm going to have my friends being featured with me, but I'm going to be on the bill. So it's going to be my project.
Well, very excellent. Keep your eyes and ears out for that. Of course, check out the singles online as well. And Allie, you're also a vocal teacher here locally.
Yes, I am. I've got to take a hiatus just for about a month and a half or so, but I'm going to be back. There's going to be a waiting list, so if you want to take voice lessons, anybody that's age 10 or up, you're welcome to put yourself on a waiting list down at Third Street Music Shop.
Very excellent. Hopefully you get some people checking that out as well. I have no doubt you'd be a very great instructor.
Oh, thank you.
Very awesome. Now, we talked about, you mentioned here, kids. How difficult, how hard, how easy, what are your feelings about teaching kids? Because I've done some guitar lessons before, and I find that 12 is the age that I tell parents when they ask, you know, when should I really try to start getting my kid into lessons? And unless they're just a prodigy and have been born with an instrument in their hands, I always feel like 12 is probably a good age range for kids to start. I know you say 10 and up. What do you feel? Any thoughts about that as far as the youth and when to get them into lessons, when to really start training them?
Well, you know, I agree with you. I think 12 is a really good age. I say 10 and up because I've had a lot of interest from some 10-year-olds who are serious about singing. They really want to sing. And, you know, and my view is you know, as long as they're interested and they're having fun and they want to do it and they're willing to put in the work, then I'm willing to work with them. Now, mm-hmm. younger, we go, you know, with singing and whatnot, you get into a situation of, you know, has the vocal cords matured enough? But, mm-hmm. you know, I don't mind teaching the little bit on the younger side at like 10 years old and whatnot, just to kind of give them an idea. If it gets them interested, I'm all about it. I love getting people interested in music. It's an amazing tool. So
it really is. I don't know where I would be without it. Probably not working at a radio station, as a matter of fact. So, well, Allie, that's all the time we have today. Thank you so much for joining us, Allie Ratledge, our guest this morning on Talk of the Town. Do check out her website, AllieRatledge.com. You can find the two singles, Love is an Army and Angel, on iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, various other digital outlets. Of course, you can find links on the website. It's been great having you on Talk of the Town, Allie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Best of luck going forward, and just such an awesome thing you've done, donating the proceeds to such a great cause.
Thank you.
That's all the time we have today. Unfortunately, I have a feeling Allie and I could have talked music for quite some time. We will unfortunately have to spare you that. Until next time, this has been Talk of the Town.